Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Dukes and Bell. Coming up, you'll hear from our quarterback, Matt Ryan, with his segment with Dave Archer, first and 10. But we get a chance to visit with Rich McKay, Falcons team president, every other week here on the program. And today is the day. And first of all, congratulations on what happened at Mercedes-Benz. I thought, you know, NBC did a really good job of showing the stadium. And, you know, I DVR'd it because we were down at the game, obviously, Rich. But to see how that all played out and how the rest of the country got a chance to see our new, brand new Mercedes-Benz stadium, it was pretty terrific.
Yeah, it was a cool night, you know, for a lot of us that have worked on that project for a long time. I think most importantly, we won the football game. You always want to win your first game in a stadium when you're launching it, but it was a good night. I think the stadium showed well. I mean, heck, the stadium's well underway. I think we've been open for 6 weeks, and we've had 600,000 people come through in events. So we've certainly been busy.
It's really cool, Rich, the idea that I can go in just 2 weeks' time. You know, so many trips down there, you know, for a couple of United games. Saturday was amazing as well, as it went for the attendance record. And then we were doing the show on Sunday, and to see the roof being opened and how great that looked. There's nothing like it in sports. There's nothing like it in the world right now.
Yeah, it really was cool. We were down there, you know, when we opened it that afternoon, and just really – looked good. I've been there numerous times when it's been open, but that day it looked really good. It looked good with the board. It was interesting because it was a really warm day. You know, it was 87 degrees that day. So that night, you know, I know our players were probably a little surprised by how warm the building was, but that was just because it was an abnormally hot day that day. And then we'd opened the roof so early. But I thought the stadium looked good. And I thought, more importantly, our team looked good, which is always good for our fans. And so it was a nice day to be in Atlanta.
Rich McKay joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Can you explain to our listener as best as possible the varying degrees of the concussion protocol? I know you're part of the competition committee, obviously, and have talked about a lot about this. We've got a guy now in Ryan Schrader who's in this. We look around the league, and there are other guys in it. And guys always ask us, Rich, does it automatically mean that if you get in the protocol, like on a Sunday, that the next week the guy is going to be out no matter who it is?
No, there's no such rule. But there is a process, and it's got multiple stages to it. And I'm better off letting you guys go online and read it and out to the listeners than me give it to you. But there are various stages you go through, and you're getting examined along those various stages. And until you clear one stage, you can't move to the next. And that's kind of how it works. And it does feel like people are in the protocol a little longer today than they would have been maybe 3 years ago, which is probably a good thing, an extra day or two. But there's no rule that says if you are deemed to have had a concussion on a Sunday, you couldn't play the next Sunday. There are players that did that last year. I saw the numbers. But those were the exceptions. Those certainly were not the rule.
It's Rich McKay, the president of your Atlanta Falcons, with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. We talk to Rich every few weeks. Rich, the injury report came up because it was pretty funny. Richard Sherman said, I guess it's for gamblers. So as a guy that's been around football your whole life, what is the injury report for?
Yeah, so I would say to you that it is he might have said it in a way that I wouldn't have used the exact terms.
Okay.
But it was always done from us, right, from our competition committee standpoint, as it's been told to us over the years, is it's to make sure that people do not seek the information and do not think they can gain inside information from teams, from players, from whoever. And one way to keep them from wanting to access to that information is to give it to them. So that is why we've always been wanting to give injury information, and it was just that idea, as it's always been explained to me. It's always been a very hard rule for us as a competition committee to write, because so many coaches want to treat it so differently. You know, some think there's a competitive advantage to it. Some want to list everybody, including the secretaries in the office, wants to list them as questionable. It just depends on who the coach may be. But we do think there is an importance to it, and that importance has been, let's level the playing field. Let's get the information out there so nobody seeks to have inside information.
And now with fantasy football, I mean, it's one thing in the old days when, like, Jimmy the Greek was handicapping stuff on CBS. But yeah. Now with fantasy football, I mean, there really is a practical application since millions of people are
there
playing
is.
Fantasy.
No, there is. And we just don't want people getting deluged with that request. And so that's why we've got these, hey, it's a little bit like the protocol in the sense of there are different requirements on different days. There's a different requirement on Wednesday and Thursday than there is on Friday. And it's even gotten more complicated when you add Thursday games in. But we've got that procedure. I don't think that's going away anytime soon.
Rich McKay joining us here on the program. Let's talk about these Thursday night games for a second, Rich. Come on. I mean, short and rest, the games themselves don't seem competitive. They don't seem as though we're getting the best as fans. How do you guys think about this? How does the NFL owners think about this?
So look at it this way, though, Carl. I think there's a reason that you may say that you really haven't thought all the way through. You have a point, but I'm not sure. I think we got to always think all the way through. The beauty of what we had, let's say 15 years ago, was we had Monday Night Football. That was it. Okay, mm-hmm. So we had Sunday games at 1-4, and we had Monday Night Football. So the ability for us to make a national package that you knew was going to be very competitive was pretty good. And what that meant was people that worked at franchises that weren't very successful, because I worked at one in Tampa that wasn't very successful for very long, that franchise just never played on Monday Night Football, ever.
Right.
And so the quality of the game was very good. All of a sudden now here comes Sunday Night Football. And so now we've added Thursday Night Football. So the ability to make sure that you've got teams that last year were very competitive and put them into these primetime games, it's gotten more challenged. It's harder. And then you've got Sunday Night Football where you've got the ability to flex the two teams. So you're pretty much guaranteed you're getting really good games because flex schedule gives you that ability. So that makes it more challenging as far as who the teams are going to be playing on Thursday night. No question. But to me, the quality of the game, I think sometimes is influenced too much by the team's records as opposed to how the game was really played. My son works for the Rams, so I am definitely going to be an interested party tonight. And the Rams, I thought, played very well week one, not as well week two, but clearly played well week one. And they're playing the 49ers, so everybody looks at it and goes, wow, not much of a game. I, as a fan, look forward to the game, but I hear you. I hear your thoughts, but I think that you've got to look at the overall scheduling. That has made it more challenging to schedule these Thursday night games.
Right. And I guess just to follow up with it, Rich, maybe, and it would, I guess it would create some form of inequity in scheduling, but the idea of waiting until the bye weeks commence because of, you know, the fatigue factor.
Yes. I think, Mike, you've got some legitimacy on whether we should have them in the last couple of weeks, whether we should have them in the first couple of weeks. I think all that is up for debate. But I think that, number one, I can assure you, because I've examined them myself, seen them personally, there's no correlation on an injury standpoint. Heck, there's actually lower injury numbers. And number two, we've looked at numbers that show that numbers-wise, quality of the game have been pretty good. Now, I got the idea that it's not, you know, the Patriots playing the Steelers every Thursday night. But I hear you, and I think all those things need to be taken into account. I do think Thursday night will stay and be a part of the package, but I think we've got to pay attention to what you, the fans, are saying. Otherwise, we're not listening. We need to make sure we're listening. I think we've done a good job. For instance, I think the commissioner, he's really paid attention to the fans on pace of game, and you have seen our games pick up their pace this year. I hope you guys have noticed it. If you haven't, I would tell you time of game shows it, and that's been a good thing.
Yeah, and this is why we get Rich on. He's in the know. It's Rich McKay on the WadeFord.com hotline. He's been doing it a long time, guys. He's our Falcon team president. Speaking of things that will stay, what about moving forward in the future? Is the NFL still serious about having a team overseas, in your opinion?
Yeah, Carl, I've always thought, I'm one that really questioned the London game and whether it would be successful. And, you know, and obviously it's not been successful. It's been more than that. And that's great. And now we've got multiple games, and they've been successful, and that's great. I think there's still real challenges logistically and figuring out how to put a team there. But I do think the league sees it as it on its radar as something that, will potentially be achieved. I just wouldn't say it's going to be in the real near term because I think there's challenges you'd have to work yourself through, and they're not easily solvable.
Right. There's an SI article, by the way, guys. You can check out that Albert Breer wrote, which, again, the logistics and moving parts kind of make it tough. Always good getting the 411 from the boss, El Jefe, as he's known around Flowery Branch. It is Rich McKay. Yeah. Thanks for coming on, man.
Yeah. All right, man. I'll talk to you. See you soon.
There's our team press. Thanks, Rich.
Take care, Rich. Guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.